In the last Detroit mayoral election, only about 1 in 5 registered voters cast ballots. That small percentage of the electorate will determine who leads the city for the next 4 years, as Mayor Mike Duggan makes an independent run for governor. WDET is talking with voters about the candidates and issues that matter to them as part of our Citizen Vox project. That includes 60-year-old downtown resident Monica Davey. She tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter the city faces a crossroads.
The conscience of Detroit is at stake. I think we need someone who has experience in both private and public sectors. I think that our candidates are well-intended and that they love the city, and any one of them would be very good, but we need great.
Do you have a particular person in mind yet?
Sontil Jenkins. I am supporting Sontil Jenkins. She started her early career in public service. I think she has persevered over some personal and professional challenges. Her service on the city council was very, very good. I think she had an opportunity to showcase her talents and has done a great job with Thaw. I think that she has protected and supported at-risk and underserved populations in the city, and I think we need that kind of leadership.
You mentioned some of the segments there, but whoever would become mayor, what kind of issues do you think in particular in the city that you would like to see whoever becomes the next mayor address?
I'd like to see as much attention and money spent in the neighborhoods as is downtown. What happens when folks are not visiting and the lights go out? Is it still welcoming to the individuals? We have got this tag phrase of the old Detroit and the new Detroit. There's no such thing. It's just one Detroit. And there's a group of individuals that held Detroit down, as we say, when the lights were out. So I'd like to see them respected. Low-income individuals, some of the homeless challenges that we have addressed. I don't know how we have a big, beautiful metropolis and still have individuals traversing through that are homeless, and we're not building big, beautiful shelters for them and giving them a leg up. They don't need a handout. They want a hand up, and we have the mechanisms and the resources to do it right here in the city of Detroit. So I would like to see an individual be really focused on sharing the wealth, spreading the wealth, making sure the individuals in the city of Detroit, no matter who they are, get some of these skilled trades jobs, training. That whole component is important. Even though our political landscape is threatening adult education and skilled trades, I would like to see us focus on it in the city of Detroit. I don't want to see us moving our low-income and at-risk individuals out to the suburbs, our homeless out to the suburbs. I'd like to see them integrated and supported in the city while we continue to build.
This will be the first time in about 12 years that Mike Duggan is not running for mayor. What have you thought of the job that he's done, and do you see things that you think the next mayor should either build upon or perhaps go beyond?
I'll be honest, I was not originally a supporter of Duggan, but I think he has a brilliant mind, and I think that he's galvanized and exposed some real challenges that we have in the city, and I think that he's tried to take a swing at them, like some of the blight and tearing down some of the vacant homes and some of the urban farms and some of the subsidies that he's offered. I think he's done a good job, and I would like to see the next mayor sort of follow that blueprint with their own spin on it. I think he's done a good job. I'm appreciative of his leadership overall, and I would like to see, like I said, someone look at his historical footprint, sort of put their own spin on it, and bring us some new and innovative things with that base still in place. Not someone that he's just endorsing, but someone that can think like him and call upon him for support when they need him.